let us start on that Tzaddik Beis, Omed Aleph, the bottom of the Omed. We're in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara is a shayla. That's what a poyel eats, b'shas melochen, that mishaloy huwaichel, mishal shamayim huwaichel. Rashi said, mishaloy huwaichel, that's a toisvis schar sheisifo loy toire, that means there's a schizus he gets from the one who hired him, and then the Torah was moisif al schoroi, that he could eat bishas melachtoi. Or toisvis says, the mishashe sochoi habekilo hisne imoi, just like the bailen. Oh, he made it tonight with the bailam, that besides the schiras, I have schusay achila. Or, mishal shamayim huaychul, which means that the Torah was gomel chesed with a poyol. It's a tzedokah, it's a gmilas chesed, it's like matmas aniyim, but he's permitted to eat bishas melachtoi. And we said there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it is not his ad demoto liyodoi, but the Rashi would seem when he gets it, when he picks it up to eat, then it is his. Before that, he doesn't have a schus achila, but when he picks it up, he has a schus to eat it. And Tosfos learns shleizika lo yakosev lo mashu loyis voichu. That again, when he eats it, he has a schus achila, but till then he doesn't have any schusim whatsoever. So this was the shayla of the Gemara. Toshma, aseicher es apoyel, a person hired apoyel lekatzis besainim to spread out tainim, and Rashi says liyabsham besod elasis kintius. The purpose was that these tainim should dry up. And this poil is working in this maloche. Hareza oichu upota min amaisa. So Rashi says the kivin doim beis lakates lo nigmaro melachton. So what nigmaro melachton the maisa? So this is two aloches. We had it in that a poil can only as a schus achila only calls manus lenigma malacht on the maisa. We learn out from Daish. That's number one. So areza oichu, and since it's lenigma malacht on the maisa, upotam in a maisa, so he doesn't have to give maisa. That areza oichu upotam. These two didn't. He has a schus achila, and it's potam from maisa. So Rashi says the kim doim this lekatzis leinigmar amelachton. That means if it would not be oimed lekatzis, so it's roi lachila. So perhaps it would be nigmar amelachton lemaisa before the shituach. It's roi lachila ready. But since it's oimed this lekatzis, so it's leinigmar amelachton nispotem in amaisa. Now. Almenas shoichel ani ubni. He went over to the balabos. He told the balabos, listen, I want to make a deal with you that I and my son should be permitted to eat. Now, we'll learn out the way the Ramban learns, and lecheira means that normally I would eat 10 ta'inim, so I'm gonna eat 5 and he's gonna eat 5. Oy, sheyoichol b'ni b'schori, or I won't eat whatsoever, and my son will eat b'mkoymi all 10. Hu oichol upota. So he eats, in the first case, in the second case he's not eating. Upota, and he's pota from maisa, that would be said in the beginning, reza oichol upota. But the son that's eating, in both cases, the son is chayev b'maisa. Now, so we have to understand why is it. So let's just speak oisaveinik. This is how the Ramban learns pshat. If we hold Bishel Shamayim Hu Eichel, so we hold Bishel Shamayim Hu Eichel means he has no schus, he has no schus achila. When he'll take it, he can eat it, or when he chooses it, he can eat it, but till that he has no schus achila. Bishel Shamayim Hu Eichel. So, that what he said, my son should eat bin koimi, let's say the second case. So it's not the schus that he has is transferring to the son, because he doesn't have any schus whatsoever. But he'll eat. Because money doesn't eat, he doesn't have anything. He can't transfer his schus to the son. Now what is pshat? He's coming to the balabos. Listen, I'm working and I want my son should be able to eat. So the bailim is giving the son schutzei achila, but this is not al poil. He's not eating al poil because he's not a poil, and he doesn't have schutzei achila of a poil. So he's eating, Yen is working, he's giving him things. So this is not better than a mekach. And a mekach, the din is that a filler before Gemar Malach is chayev b'maisa. So that's why this din, if we hold b'shel shamayim u'oichel, is very good. B'shel shamayim u'oichel means that he doesn't have a schus achila to give over. The only reason the son is eating is because the bailim, the bala soda was, gave him a right to eat, so that's equivalent to mekach. And mekach is chayev b'maisa. So memela fill before gemar malochet. So therefore the baraisa is gewaldik. Hu oichel upota. What he eats in the first case that he's eating, he's potter for maisa, because that is the halacha that we learned out from a posik. Kenavshecha. That just like the Bailam is potter for Maisa before Gmar Malochet, she's also potter for Maisa before Gmar Malochet. Doesn't even din of a Mekach. Ubnoi Oichel v'chayiv. But the Bnoi who eats in both cases, the Ben is chayiv because he's not a poil. He did not acquire the schusim that the father had. So he's eating because the Baal HaSodah gave him a right to eat. So that's like Mecca. It's a Matone, it's a Mecca. The Amrit, but that's very good if you hold Mishel Shemayim Uweichel. But if you hold Mishel Uweichel, so then the father had a Schus Achila Al Tzpoyu. So whatever he had, so he has a Schus Achila, and in the Schus Achila of a Poyu, there's no Chiyuv Maisa. And he's, and the son acquired the schus achila that the father had. So, the amrit mishaloi hu oichel, benoi amai chayim. So why is the ben chayim b'maisa? He acquired the schus achila of the father. And the schus achila of the father, which is achila's poil, is not chayim b'maisa. Oma rabine mishum de mechzi kemekach. So Ravina said, because it looks like a Mecca. That means, theoretically, he did not have to go to the Bailam. That means, if you hold me, Shaloi Hu Eichel, he's nothing to do with the Bailam. I have a Schus Achila. I told my son, listen, my Schus Achila, I can give it over to you. That's what we had before. You can eat him, coin me. He didn't have to go to the Bailam. He was a very polite person. He went over to the Baila. So it looks like, now the way it was, he said, Amanash Sha'oichel Ani Yubni. Now that what he said, Sha'oichel Ani, this is ridiculous. You don't need the Balabot to tell him, yeah, you're allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat. But he came to the Baila and he said, Sha'oichel Ani Yubni. So that what he is eating, hey, listen, he has a schus achila. The Bailam told him, you can eat, that's relevant. He's eating out the schus achila. That what he told the Ben to eat. So between you and me, you don't need the Bible to tell the Ben to eat also. If you hold Michel, Micheloy Oichel, he's giving over his Schus Achila to the son. So the son is eating an Achila's poyo, which is part of Minamaisa. But we have here Tartil Rayasa. The son is not working, number one. The son got permission from the Bala Sada to eat. So it's Mechzi Kemekach. It looks Kemekach. It looks like Kemekach. If this wouldn't have been done, it wouldn't look Kemekach. But the Bailam was Maskim Amanas, Sheyach of Nibishchar, it came through the Bailam officially, and the son is not working, so it looks like Kemekach. So it looks like Kemekach. So that's why Yechayah B'maisa. This is how the Ramban learns Pshat in our Gemara, which is very, very nice. Now, let us see Rashi. Areza oichelopota, the kivin, doing this licta elekatsa is loin nigmura malachtam, fine, so it's before gemar malachet. Ani ubni, she'ein oi niska labalabais, the ben is not socha labalabais, the ben doesn't have schusei achila. Oy amena sheyoichel bni bischori shekotatzto li. Now this Rashi is a pachad neiro, because here Rashi says that the son should eat bischori shekotatzto li. That means I'm eating, you're paying me $20 a day. So my son should eat $20 worth of payers. So it comes out that he is eating the poyel is eating his schus achila, and he made up with the bailim that you don't have to pay me any money at all. B'schori shekotatzoli. We're not talking about mishaloi yoichol, about the schus achilas payers. B'schori shekotatzoli. You say you're going to give me $20 a day for working. I want my son to eat $20 worth of payers. Now, this din is an emes emekach. This is an emes emekach over here, because this is not that means he's working, and then for the work, he's, the Bailam is giving the son a schus achilas payas. So this is, he's selling the payas for the work of the father. This is an emes emekach, and over here, the sefer is no problem why the son is chayim b'maisa. This is a problem on Rashi. We'll come back to Rashi soon. But the Rishonim asked this kasha on Rashi. What he does is ask this kasha on Rashi. B'schor shekotat toli. Fine. Let's go further. The next Rashi, let us not learn now, because when we finish the next Rashi is a problem. Ubnoi oichol v'chayiv b'maisa. He's like a loikeach mekach, and he's like a loikeach mekach. So if you learn b'shel shamayim u'oichel, so tich loikeach mekach, because his schus achile is not the father's schus achilas poil, nor he is getting a schus achile from the bailam. But if you say Mishaloi Yoichel, Uschorayu, this is part of his Schiris. I mean, the Torah was Moisev, and besides the Schiris you're going to get from the Bala Sode, the Torah said you can eat also. Vafilo hochi potrei rachmona, mikinam shecho, the gemara and the pezain and the baseline that from a posse, the zicha be as well. Let's just see for 1 second that pezain on the base, because it'll be negayos. Towards the bottom of the omid, just let's see two rashis. We learn that from the posse, manaf shecho, just like the Bailam alone, Oichel upotam in a maisa, the loiligmaro malachte la maisa, the snan yayin mishayorat laboyer, Apoyel, so the hetish kin afshecha, the poyel is just like the bailim, apoyel oichel apotam. V'loy amrino, so Rashi says, we don't say, hoyel udeba'agrei ochil al kochei shabal abayis. We don't say, Rashi's going to give you home mishaloy hu oichel. We don't say that for his schiris he eats. I mean, this is a isofer and the schiris. So this is like Mekach, because the Torah said, we're adding God, this is a Toysmus and the Schiris. That means you owe, and it, besides that, this Mishaloy Yoichel. Umekach kevas lemaise av dobo shalei nigma malach they give it the zovnei achshevei is the chshivus of Mekach that's kevei lemaise. So we have a hekish kinav shechom that no, that the schus achilas poil, even though theoretically it's also like a mekach, but the Torah said the achilas poil is not chayiv b'maisa. So now let's go back to Baftarik Beis and Beis. V'yamret mishaloyu oichu uschoroyu, it's called mishaloyu oichu. Even though it is schorei, potrei rachmona michanavshecha, the Torah patted for mice, and they said it's yep. Darshin lema nafshroichel potra poilechel potra, that's we had a pezayin at base. Benoy amai chayim. So if it's shaloyu oichel, and whatever he possesses, he can transfer to his son, hobeschar hoviv, hu oichel kaoviv. So he is taking over what the father possessed. And since the father, this schutz achila does not have a chashivas of mekach, it's potamin amaisa, so memela, the ben should also be potamin amaisa. So the Gemara answers, shum de merzi ke mekach. Hoyil va'asni. Since they made it tonight, that means theoretically they didn't have to go to the Bailim. Theoretically, the father and the son could have done it between themselves. Oyel v'ach, here, Rashi seems to say like the Ramban, that since they made it tonight, so it looks like he's not eating the father's schus achila, he's getting from the Balasoda. Avol achila di day the einai b'tnai, but the achila of the father, which you don't need at night. Avol gav the b'schar he lay domi lemekach, even though it's also shaloyu oichel tashchiras, that's not lay domi lemekach. Fine. Now let us see Tosfos. Amenasha yoichel b'ni b'schori perish b'kontris sheyoichel b'ni. Im ha-bnoi, im ha-ov, b'schar, pulas ha-ov. That means, that's the second case, the father's going to eat al-spoil, and he's going to eat mokim the schiras. That means they won't pay the father. The kosher, the choices, the my porich, b'noi, my chayiv. So what's the kosher, why is he chayiv? Avadai, mekach domaru. He's eating not als poil, he's eating als the instead of paying the poil, the bailam is giving the so this is a mekach to the son. Umay komanami de merzi ke mekach, it's a merzi ke mekach. The safe is mamish a mekach. Hello. Nire beschorei heinu tachto. No, first of all, it's wrong. Not that for the schorei, the way Rashi said, means the schiris, that for the payment, beschorei means tachto. That means, like we said in the Ramban, that I won't eat, you're gonna eat instead of me. Fine. So now Taisu said, so he's eating instead of him, so why do you have to come to the Bailam? Why do you have to come to the Bailam? I mean, if you hold b'shaloyu oichel, you don't need the Bailam at all. It's the most b'shaloyu oichel, whatever, maestro sachil, I can give over to the son. V'itzvich lahasne sheyoichel aben k'moy sheyirtze. There was a tenai. He said, my son can eat. Afilu yoichel yoiser min ha'ov. even if he's going to, he'll eat more than the father. Now, more than the father, if he eats more than the father, so this is not the discuss achilas poil. The father is the poil, and how much the father will eat, how much the father, if the father eats 10 ta'inim, that's how much the father will eat, that you eat. That's the schus achilas poil, and that we have all these dinim. He said, the son will eat bim koimi, the son has a bigger appetite than the father, the son is going to eat 15 ta'inim. Now, 15 ta'inim, you have no right, he has no right to eat extra 5 ta'inim. So he came to the Baal HaBos, and he told the Baal HaBos, listen, I want my son to eat, but he's going to eat 15 ta'inim. The Baal HaBos said, he can eat 15 ta'inim. Now, now it's like this. So these 15 ta'inim, let's just understand. These 15 ta'inim that he's eating, 5 of them are a mekach, because 5 is not achilas poil. Achilas poil is 10 ta'inim. The father is the poil, he eats 10 ta'inim. That's achilas poil. The Baal HaSoda gave him a right to eat 15 ta'inim. Now out of these 15 ta'inim, 5 is a mekach. And 10 is not a mekach. 10 is eating al spoil. V'hod eporich yamrit misholoyu v'eichol amai chayim. So what's the kasha mishol amai chayim? I mean, he said, l'chayim misholoyu, if you learn the schorim, means, haino, but he's eating more, he's eating 15. Haino amai chayim v'chol ma'ashe yoichol. That's the Gemara's kasha. That means it says he has to be mafresh maisa on 15 ta'inim. I'm sorry. If you hold the shalai waichel, you should only have to be mafresh maisa on 5 ta'inim, not on 15 ta'inim. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, no, you have to be mafresh on 15 ta'inim, because it's mechzik yemeka. Now, what did Tosfos accomplish? Tosfos accomplished something perhaps better than the Ramban. The Ramban said that, why does he have, it's Mechzik Mecca. Really, it's no Mecca at all. The Schus Achille is not from the Baal HaSoda. This is only etiquette and politeness. They went to the Baal HaBos. They said that my son eat, but you don't need the Baal HaBos. Baal HaBos is Gonish Megonish. No, the Ramban says, but gehandled with the Baal HaBos, and the son isn't working, so it looks like a Mecca. No, that's a big chiddush. It looks like a Mecca. I mean, put on your glasses, you'll see it's Gonish Megonish. According to Tosfos, there was a Mecca over here. I mean, and he said, you can eat to your heart's desire, so he said you can eat 15 ta'inim, so 5 of the ta'inim is zikha mecca, and 15 ta'inim, so yesh b'chlal masayim on it, so the 10 ta'inim is nichlal, so since in the 15 there is a mecca, so one doesn't see that the 10 of the, out of the 15 are not, so it's mechzik mecca. So according to Tosfos, we can understand the Gemara, the Mechzikim Mecca, better than the Ramban. Yes, the Chiddush is all 15, you have to be Mafresh Meister. The Mafresh Meister, it's very good, because it's Mechzikim Mecca, because a chelik of the 15 atake chayim Meister. So, and it's all one big package deal, you can eat 15. So maybe it's Mechzikim Mecca. The Kais Yeshua wants to say Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is Nachmamish HaPachad Noira. So the Kais Yeshua says that there's two cases in the Baraisa. The first case of the Baraisa was that he said, we're going to split. I'm going to eat half Shoichel and the Yubni, and I'm going to get the Schiris, I'm a poil, I'm going to get paid, and the Schus Achilles Peiris, half me, half the son, and that was very good if you hold Mishaloi, so why should the son have to be mafresh? In the Reisha, we have a kasha. Why does he have to be mafresh myself? Yom Mishaloi Uweichel. He says, that Rashi says in the Sefer Nashe Yechum Nibeschori Shekotzatzpoli, he says, the safe is another thing in ganz. The safe is a different chiddush. Now what the son is mechuyev to be mafresh meiser, that's no problem. The chiddush is that the father is potter to be mafresh meiser because he doesn't look like a poyel since he's not getting any schiras. That's the chiddush of the sefer. The chiddush of the sefer is that the father can eat without meiser, even though he's not getting any schiras. He doesn't look like, there'd be a sforah to say he doesn't look like a poyel. That's the chiddush of the sefer. And that is no shaychus to us. The problem of the reish, the gash is from the reish. The reish, he is getting schiras, and the son eats half of the schus achila, and that forget the most gash he was, and the half that he eats, if you're mishalei, you're a chalushan anti-mafis meiser. The most says mechsiki mechsiki. So this betzim is like the Ramban's mahalach in Yisod. Now let's learn one Rashi that we skipped over. Hu oichel upota. Now here it says hu oichel upota. So here Rashi says a whole megillah. Shatoyre zichzaloi keleket shikha opeya shepturim min hamaisa. Now all of a sudden Rashi is saying why he is potter from Maisa, Rashi machsach nishwissendik von de kenach shecho, de gmor peizayin amet beis. Now Rashi is saying, why is he potter from Maisa, keleket shikra pei? So let us just say what, lechayra, why Rashi had to say this, but then let us just say the shverikait nan Rashi. Lechayra, we saw before that peizayin amet beis. Why do you need kenach shecho? So Rashi explained it very well. Kenavshecha you need because Lamaise he's eating it ba'agrei. If we hold b'shaloyu oichel, there Rashi explains, no, b'shaloyu oichel. If you hold b'shaloyu oichel, so he's eating it ba'agrei, there'd be a svorah to say that he has a chshivas of mekach. Well, that exerts a concept of that would be a mekach. I mean, it's not just, this is a hisofa on the mekach. So, there'd be a svorah to say he's chayiv b'maisa, because it's Mecca. So there's a gzeres akos of kenafshecha. So the whole kenafshecha I need if you hold b'shaloi huaychu. So it's agrei balkoch, it's part of his chiris, it's part of his osama mele. It looks like Mecca, so there's a gzeres akos of kenafshecha. If you hold b'shal shamayim huaychu, so then, so it doesn't look like Mecca. He's not giving me anything. Shos mine. So then, l'chayre Rashi, if you hold b'shos mine, then l'chayre don't need kenavshecha. Don't need kenavshecha if it's the old shaloyu oich. Fine. So now the Gemara is saying, if you hold b'shos shemayim oichel, it's very good. So now Rashi starts scratching his head. So if you hold b'shos shemayim oichel, why is he potter for mice? You don't have the kenavshecha. So l'chayre, that was Rashi's kasha, but if that was the kasha, so you don't need a teretz. I forget. You don't need a posik. If it's not near a kemekach, and it's before Gemar Meloche, so you don't have to give maisa. What's the problem? So this kasha I found later, Dayel Sashacha is this kasha and Rashi. That's one problem. The second problem of Rashi all of a sudden says, well, it's Matnas Anim, like Leket Shikrapeya. Rashi, those in Leket Shikrapeya is part of Minamaisa. Now, Leket Shikrapeya, why is Leket Shikrapeya part of Minamaisa? The Machlek is Rashi and Taisus and Bobakam and Aminiya. Taisus says, as the three Dachsman Taisus brings down, it says, the Chiyu Maisa Obo Alevi Ki Ein Lechelik Vanach Leimoch. The Levi gets Maisa because he doesn't have a chelik v'nachla, so you have to give him Maisa. But in Leket Shikra Peye, the Levi is not a smaller yachsin than any other oni. That means everyone takes Leket Shikra Peye. So maybe there's no chiyav Maisa. There's no chiyav Maisa by Leket Shikra Peye, but yes, a chelik v'nachla. So that's Leket Shikra Peye. That's how Taisus learns. Rashi learns Leket Shikra Peye is Hefker, and then Hefker is Potter Min HaMaisa. Fine. So that's Leket Shikra Peye. They say it's Hefker Lanim. But how Rashi was able to say את יעוד משמיים הוא אוכל הפויל, הוא איץ מן השמיים, רשי put it with like a צקרה פייה, לכן it's very very unclear what רשי said. So first of all, you have to understand why Rashi needed a limud, and then you have to understand what the limud is. But let us go further. Toshma. So begins so in the middle of a sugya, we have a shayla, mishaloye woichem, mishal shamayim woichem, we have a shayla. Toshma. Hasoicher es apoyel lasois beneta revai shaloy. Now, a person had neta revai. Neta revai means that the fourth year, the first 3 years is all of the fourth year, you have to take it to Yerushalayim, and eat in Yerushalayim, or you paid it. But Neta Ravaya, Bim Kaimai, is also a Bachila. Asoicher as the Poyo Lasa is Benete Ravai Shaloi. So the first case is talking about, I told the Poyo, listen, the Peiris are Neta Ravai. Neta Ravai is also a Bachila. You should know that. And so if it's also Bachila, I'm going to take everything to Yerushalayim, but you should know it's also Bachila, so you have to know right away that you're going to climb up on the tree and you're going to be hungry and thus not allowed to eat. That's a Rabbi. So if he told them this and the Poyo knew about it, Shalmai is well, finished. Back to the first thing. Hasoicher as a Poyo lasais beneta Rabbi Shalmai. He told them, I have neta rabbi, work with my neta rabbi. Re'elu la'yeichlu. So you can't finish. You're not allowed to eat. I mean, not what to talk about. V'im lo'y ha'idiyo. But what is, if he didn't tell them it's neta rabbi? So he doesn't know that it's neta rabbi. So the poil comes. He didn't eat for 2 days already. So he's coming already with great expectation that he's going to work. It's a whole part of this, right? He'll have everybody to eat. He didn't tell him anything. Poide umachilo. We'll come back to this soon. So now we'll see. This is a marshal. So this is a mekartois. That means after he comes, and he comes already, he's starving and famished. He's hoping to eat. And so as soon as he's up on the ladder, so he calls up down. You know, I got this. This is metaravai. You know, I can't eat. Shkoya. Now you tell me. I never would have taken this job. You hired me. I thought I'd have what to eat. Now you tell me it's not rabbi. So it's a mekach tois. I mean, the schirus was the tois. He didn't tell him that he won't have a schirus achila. So there's a din poide umachila. So the bailin is mechuyev to be poide. We'll come back to this soon. Umachila means lots of meat. I mean, there's a chayshamish with the gishayla over here. So he can eat it like this. So the Bible is playing the machilah. He will have to eat it. Fine. Let me just say, my maramuzga, Davoyne, I don't understand, couldn't find what the taich poide or machilah is. Now, you can learn two ways. You can learn this machilah taisvis in Merube, Babakamadav Samachtesa Medalev, says, Min ha-toyre yelav to be poide min mechuba. Min ha-rabboni not allowed to be poide min mechuba. You have to be poide min tomas. But min ha-toyre can be poide min mechuba. The Rambam sheet is, you can't be poide min mechuba. Fine. So now like this. So if you say poide umachilon, that means, one second, the Bali wasn't like it yesterday. So you could learn maybe, according to Taisvist, he's poided by Mechubanah. I mean, when is he poided? He's poided now, but Umachilon. He's poided by Mechubanah. According to the Rambam, that won't help because he can't be poided by Mechubanah. There's a second Mahalach that we could learn that he's poided what he's going to be like it later. That means not the pigeon. I can't make a pigeon now. I can't be poided by mechuba. But I'm poided now. I'm making myself that it should be chal when he'll be like it then. So that's called a pigeon betolosh. The pigeon should be chal then. So then I have two problems in this, which versus Tolly and Breire, which ones are you Poyder? That which will be like it later, which will decide to be, I'm Poyder now, but he'll be like it later. Okay, we'll have it Tolly and Breire. But I have a bigger problem, if you hold Mishaloyu Oichel, so whatever he eats, it's his, not mine. So how am I Poyder his Netzer Rabbi? I don't understand too well. The Gemara understood like this. But the Gemara understood as follows. If you say, so that means you fooled the poil. That means when the poil, there's a upmach, let's read the contract with all the fine print. The contract says that they're going to pay you $20 a day. The fine print says, and you have a schus achila. That he agreed. Now all of a sudden, you come and tell him, it's not a rabbi, you're not allowed to eat it. So the pakel, you nod him up. The mekach toys. So therefore, in order to be ice called mechayshim mishpat, you pay the achila. That's very good if we hold he had a schus achila. Every poil has a schus achila. You pulled the wool over his eyes. You told him, he's under the person, he has a schus achila. You told him, you didn't tell him anything. So, Mamela, you have to rectify, and then you should have a schus achila. So, poida machila. But if we hold Bishel Shamayim Hu'oichel, so we hold Bishel Shamayim Hu'oichel means like this, right? I don't owe you anything. That's the Rabbi Shalom gives. It's not from my schiras, from my obligation that you eat. That's the Rabbi Shalom gives. From this he won't give because it's not the Rabbi. So it's not a mekach toys. Why should we pay the machilam of a shalom from my level? That's the chat in the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. Let us see the Gemara. That's if they knew about it. V'imloy idiyam, poida machila. V'amrit mishel shamayim huvoichel. But if you say, mishel shamayim huvoichel, amai poida umachilam. Isura leizochilu rachmonech. That means they're only getting from the Rabbi Yisraelim. The Rabbi Yisraelim will not give them that the Rabbi. But so is the Rabbi Yisraelim. The Rabbi Yisraelim gives that poil. Here he won't give. It's not my parsha. So memele. So why is the poil the mechila? What? It's not a mekach toy. What? It's not my geshef. If it's part of the schiris, that's the schiris. The schiris is that you can get $20 a day, and then the fine print says, and you can eat while you're working. That's what it says in that, all the union contracts. It says you get the X amount of money, you have a schus achila. I didn't tell you you won't be able to eat. So mamela, it's a mekach toy. That's very good. But if that's not my obligation, I only have to give you $20. That would give a right to eat. Rabbi Yisrael does gemilas chesed with the poil, and the writer does gemilas chesed with the poil, and he does chesed, he lets them eat. Here, you can't eat, because it's his stuff, so you can't eat. So it's just for my level. So I have to tell you, Kupa says, listen, give me, what's my geshef? This is not my obligation. It's not from the schiras. It's not from the schiras that I owe you. If you owe me shalai oichel, it's a sof on the schiras. You said you're going to give $20, and the Torah said, plus, you have to give aschus achilas peiris. And fakir taisvus says, me shalai oichel, we mentioned before taisvus, the mishas shesochi avikilo is no imoi. It's made up. That's in the contract. You're going to get $20 plus a schus achilas peiris. So now it comes out, now you tell me I can't eat. So that's a mekach toys. Just let's see toys. Yeah, Mishal Shemayim Aleichu, Amai Poidu Machilam, Yisur Eleizochi Leirachmone. Let's see the toys on Tzadik Beis Amed Beis. Avol Imishal Loi Aleichu, So the second Tosfos, Osi Shaper, Shariu Keila is no Meikore ke de Frishes Lael. Like that, he made it tonight, and then now that you're gonna eat, and now all of a sudden, got to tell you something, that you can eat this. That's a Meikore Tosfos. And for the Gemara, Hosam Mishim, the Mechzike Meikore Tosfos. You're right. Meikar Adin, he's a tzaddik, he can give shishi and everything, he didn't, it's a work. But it's, please, I mean, every boil is under the assumption that when he eats, he gets a care package on Kupa Sedra. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, Mishamayim, and he didn't tell him. So it's also nearly Kimekar Tois. Fine, even though it's not your obligation, but it's nearly Kimekar Tois. The Gemara Eima Sefer, right? So you told me that even though Mishal Shamayim Oeichu, if they will not have a right to eat, it's Merzi Kemekach Tois, Eima Sefer. A new case. There's two cases over here. Nisparsu Adula. Now, let's just say 1 minute what the case is over here. Adula in Dvela is that they used to press out figs, I think. They used to make agulin out of them, circles of them, pressed out figs. Now, the minute it was pressed out and made into an eagle, that's called Gmar Malachi. In two halachas. Number one, it's chayv b'maisa. And number two, if a poyel works after gemar malacha, he has no right to eat. Now, there was a maisa like this. There was a gulei dveila in Nebuch. They fell apart. They all fell apart. Kitzer. So he calls a worker. He tells him, you know, I have to put together to make a gulei dveila. Now, the worker is under the impression, Agulet Vela, the first time around, he doesn't know it the second time around, so he thinks, the first time around, it's before Gmar Malacha. The Gmar Malacha is when he becomes Agulet Vela. So he thinks that it's the first time around, so he'll be pressing and eating, inshallah, Mal Yisrael. That's case number one. Nisparsu Agulot, Nispatchu Chaviyosov. Now the second case portion is as follows, that by the Gmar Malach of wine is after it's put, let's say, in the barrel, or maybe before that. Nispatchu Chaviyosov, that the steamer of the barrel got opened up, and you have to do it again. And it seems before you make the steamer, it's not called Gmar Malach yet. Yispatchus of Yosef, Areyelu lo yoichlo. So you're not allowed, there's no right to eat, and they're not permitted to eat. Vimloi haidiyon, what if he didn't tell them the whole story? Maisa umachilo. We'll see the case in Yispatchus of Yosef. So again, he nailed them up. That means, he didn't tell them that it's after Gmar Malach. He told them it's before Gmar Malach. So Mamela, so he yes, Maisa Machilam. So if you hold me, so now the same child, if you hold Mishalo Yoichu, so it's very good. So that means you now them up. Much Mamisha Mekachtoi. Of the Amrit Mishamayim Yoichu, Amai Maisa Machilam, Isure leizach hu lachmone. That means it's mishamayim. So finish. It's after gemar malach. Finish. So why should he be mechuyev to be maisa? So the mashal is moichetit. These two words bechitayim. So the gemar answers achinami mishum demerzi kemekach tois. You're right. It's in teretz by it looks like a mekach tois. Mishamayim. Yeah. So now, finish. That's the end of the sugya. Hanagei alonu. This was in the kasha mishamayim or mishaloi. That's the end of the sugya. Let us just see Rashi. ראילו לא יאכלו דבוי חיים בבינת הרווי, דגום הקדש קדש ממייסה. ובתחילה מנס קייניסקו לו, איפה תולתם בדבות נת הרווי. ואם לא יהדיה מתחילה להסיס אימוי בנת הרווי, פיידה הוא מאכילה. אז פיידה מאכילה. סודני זה אבידין תולתם. כמקח טוי, ולמו להדיה, לא יאכלו נסקום, לצלוצה כמקח טוי. נספרס הגולות קציאס, שדורסון בעיגולן, ונגמרו מלאכתון למייסר, ונופלו, ונספרסו, they separated, וצורך לעשו דורסון, ואילו לא יאכלו, דן פועל, אויכלו בדובר שתגמום לאכתון למייסר, כזה סניאלל, יוצא בוילו בתמור, נפתחו חביוי סום, שניפלו מגוי פייסיין, וצורכון לסייסמו, ואילו לא יאכלו, ונגמר מלאכתו למייסה. ואם לא יהדיום, וכמה פורקה בחוב יש, מה יהדינו בוי? But they could have seen clear, it was in the חוב יש already. So now, let's just finish. We finished the sugya of...
Thank you.
The while we finish the sugya of Mishamayim or the Mishaloyim, and now we know that the reason he's mechuyev to be misaken it is because it's either mamishem mekachtois or mechzik mekachtois. So now the Gemara's going to ask a kash like this: Mishloime anukash nisparsu adulov. Others are not curious. Rashinam is Mekach Toys. It's a Mekach Toys. Very good. If you hold Mishalei, the Moor isn't going into the Shailan or Mechzik Mekach Toys. Elo Nispatchu Chaviyoisog my Mekach Toys. Where are they coming from? May the Yodi the Itvuluhu Lemaisa. That means as soon as the wine is put into the barrels, that's called Gmar Moloche. So if he hired them to put the cover over the barrel, it's in the barrel already, that's called Gmar Moloche Lemaise. So Lemaise, so where is there? Mekach Tois? So let us just see Rashi. It's not the Rashi, this is the Kashna Gabi Chavi, it's my Adin and Boy, that they can see by themselves. Bishlam Nispar Sagula became a Kartois. Sha'im Alem Trila, he's Takuli, Lidrois Begulim. He told them, I want you to put together Gulim. Svulam Oyesh is at Trila's three sources, and Badaila Nigmarim Alachta. But, here, may the Yodi the Itvul Amaisa. Oh, so Rashi says, Nochmal, the Misha Yorod Laber, Rabbi Yain Lemaisa, the minute in the boil before the Chabbis. Misha Yorod Laber, Schaiba Maisa. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, so where was there a Mekach Tois?